Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWE 860 on the AM dial. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Janet Brennan, founder and executive director of Shamrock Reigns. Janet, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Explain to people what Shamrock Reigns is.
Okay. So Shamrock Reigns is an equine therapy center. We do no-cost services of equine therapy for veterans, active duty and reserve service members, first responders, their families, and families of fallen.
And you got into it, first of all, you started in 2014? Is that
yes,
the right year?
Yes, that's when we found it, February.
Mm-hmm. And what drew you to want to do this?
Well, I guess this really was a calling for me. I'm an ER trauma nurse by trade. I worked at Jefferson for, you know, many years. And then I left the hospital and went into the pharmaceutical industry in clinical research. Traveled all over the world, helped start the company in 65 countries, was never home, and was responsible for everything outside of the U.S. And I had an opportunity because of that to get my first horse in 1997. I didn't grow up around horses.
When you say you had an opportunity, meaning because you were financially able
That's correct.
Wanted.
Okay. That's correct, because I was financially able. And my father's a Vietnam veteran, a retired Philadelphia fireman. I grew up in Northeast Philadelphia. There's no place to have a horse there.
I was just going to say.
My father worked three jobs being a fireman, so there was also no financial ability to have a horse. And when I got my first horse, all of a sudden, all these thoughts about retiring and having a therapeutic facility popped into my head.
So when you get the first horse, do you want to ride?
Well, I wanted to learn about caring for a horse and having a horse. But literally, as we were driving back from West Virginia, where I got her, her name is Irish, and I started thinking about therapeutic facility when I'm out of the business to just start this up and to do this for veterans and service members. And I'm like, really? That's what you want me to do? You know, basically saying to God, because I had no idea what that was. I had to look it up. I mean, so for these thoughts to come into my head.
Yeah, there was a was greater force happening.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So now you have the horse. Mm-hmm. You have the idea. Mm-hmm. Do you go then to look to purchase property, or do you go first to say, how do I even make this concept into a nonprofit?
Well, I started researching what a therapeutic riding facility was. And the majority of what you find out is most of the centers are for special needs children and adults. And so I really needed to begin to investigate a little bit as to how do I do this for the veterans and the service members. And I just started to educate myself. I found an organization and a national organization called PATH International, which is the Professional Association for Therapeutic Horsemanship. And they have about 860 centers across the United States. However, there's only a few that do veteran services. So I really started to educate myself from that perspective. Meanwhile, I'm still working and traveling all over. And horses are not cheap, and you have to get them. So I started to breed the horses that I had and started collecting some horses until we have 14 horses now. So I started with 12. And when the opportunity presented itself for me to leave the industry, I bought the property and then started the nonprofit.
And where is the I know I looked at the.
We're in Pipersville. We're in Bucks County, okay. Pipersville, which is about 10 minutes north up 611 from Doylestown.
Nice. And so now you have it. Who do you get to work with you? Because you can't do the whole thing by yourself.
No. So I really do the business end of it, the outreach, all the accounting, all the intake of the veterans and service members, the participants that come on board. So our staff consists of a therapist, equine specialists, which are the equine experts in a way, and certified therapeutic instructors. We have several different types of programs. Our two main programs that involve weekly sessions are equine facilitated psychotherapy, which we call EFP for short, therapeutic horsemanship, We do pre-deployment, family support during deployment, and post-deployment sessions. And then we have specialty workshops, which are specific to one topic, and they're one day. So mostly what will happen is the participants will come in, they'll enroll, and they'll begin in EFP. They do weekly sessions. They come the same day, the same time, every week. They work with the same therapist, the same horse, and the same equine specialist. They're not sitting in a room talking about their feelings. Everything we do is with the horse through the horse. And how this works is that horses mirror your emotions. So simply put, if you're anxious, the horse will be anxious. If you're calm, the horse will be calm. But it's so much more detailed than that. And in everything we do, all our programs are established, are set up, are run to help them build transferable coping skills so that when they are away from their horse, they think, and they're in a challenging situation, they think about what they did with their horse and they're able to put that coping skill in place. And so in equine psychotherapy, we call it again EFP. So in EFP, obstacles are established in the arena that represent challenges they're having in their daily life. And then we give them an activity to do with the horse, which might be get the horse to follow them, lead the horse over certain things in the obstacle course, get them to go and stand in a certain spot in the obstacle course, remembering that this obstacle represents something that's really difficult for them that they're dealing with. And as a result, it's going to be difficult. The horse is going to be picking up on every negative emotion that they're feeling and is going to act the same way. And so what the therapist will do is help them process what the horse is doing. So why is your horse doing that? Why did it walk away? What are they doing with their ears? Did you see their eyes? What do you think the horse is feeling? And is there anything about the horse's behavior that's similar to yours? And then we do activities that help them release those negative emotions, like let's count the horse's heartbeat, and every so many beats, we're going to take a breath. We're going to walk around the arena, pick a right or a left hoof, and every time that hoof hits the ground, take a breath. And so before you know it, they're releasing some of that emotion. If they're very anxious, that's coming down. And now we ask them to reflect on their horse again. Well, now the horse is calm. Its head might be down, it might be nuzzling them, and it's like that aha light bulb moment that goes off. And so they keep building upon that every week. And they literally do, they'll say things like, I'm in traffic, I can feel the road rage coming, I can't stand it, I take a picture of my horse out, I immediately calm my breath. You know, we have 20 suicide saves. So it's really amazing what they do. And so then after they start to really begin to use their coping skills and the therapist and the veteran or service member agree that that's what they're doing successfully, they'll decrease the frequency of those visits to every other week. And then they will start therapeutic horsemanship on the alternating week. It's still therapeutic, but now we teach them everything about the horse, how they think, how they see, how they feel, how to groom them, how to ride them. But it's still about that connection, that horse-human bond. It's about trust, communication, social interaction, and all that's transferable to their daily life.
Wow, fascinating. Sit tight. I have to take a commercial break, but we'll continue the conversation on the other side. Shamrock Reins is the nonprofit, and Janet Brennan is our guest. Back in a moment.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
A real abandoned prison in Philadelphia becomes the number one haunted attraction in America. Terror Behind the Walls at Eastern State Penitentiary, presented by Lugoil. Are you brave enough to opt in for a more intense experience? You could be grabbed, sent into hidden passageways, and even separated from your group. This is terror like you've never felt. Save $10 with coupons from any Lukoil location. TerrorBehindTheWalls.com.
Don't miss head coach Aaron McKee and Temple basketball. Battle Cincinnati, Wichita State, Villanova, and more at the Lea Cora Center this season. Can't make it to all the games? Purchase the Temple Basketball Flex Plan, which lets you choose the games you can attend. Single game tickets are also on sale, and kids' tickets on game day are only $10. Temple Basketball at the Leocora Center has something for the entire family. Big-time college basketball action, great in-game promotions, the excitement of the Pep Band and Spirit Squad, and so much more. Get your tickets today to support former Temple great and Philadelphia 76er Aaron McKee as he leads the Temple Owls into action against the nation's best. Call 215-204-8499 or visit owlsticks.com.
The Civil War and Reconstruction, now at the National Constitution Center. Its first exhibit in America, now exploring how constitutional clashes over slavery set the stage for the Civil War and how the nation transformed the Constitution to more fully embrace the Declaration of Independence's promise of liberty and equality. Visit now to see artifacts and rare documents bring to life the stories of figures central to the conflict over slavery, including Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and Harriet Tubman. Visit this summer to see this amazing new exhibit, as well as the extended run of the Hamilton exhibit. Tickets available at constitutioncenter.org. That's constitutioncenter.org.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work. As do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. D-Line, I'm chatting with Janet Brennan and the, is it a company? Do I call it a company or
it's
a nonprofit?
It's a nonprofit.
All right, I have to ask, Shamrock Reigns, where did you come up with the title?
Well, I'm a little Irish.
I can see that it has a little Irish
in it. Yeah, it's a little Irish in it. And actually, Shamrock spelled out stands for Special Horses Assisting with Miracles and Recovery, Offering Comfort and Kindness.
Wow.
And so I didn't want to have something. There's so many organizations out there that say veterans or heroes or things like that. And Shamrock Reigns is a safe haven. It's a calm, peaceful, safe, non-threatening, non-confrontational place to heal. So what I wanted to do was to kind of have that feeling. Like I wanted them to be able to drive down the driveway and immediately know that they were in a safe place and that, you know, they felt kind of that peace, you know. So, you know, shamrocks and green pastures and that kind of thing. And it's reins, like the reins of a horse.
R-E-I-N-S. Yes.
Everybody tries to spell it like reigning of the king and queen. It's not. It's reins of a horse.
Right, exactly.
And so,
I'm curious because of their veterans and also firefighters or
police officers, firemen, yeah. EMT.
Right. What age range are we looking at?
Well, we've actually had a World War II veteran enrolled. So we go all the way to current day. Yeah.
Wow.
We have a lot of, we have some 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds. So we've had all the way up to 92. Now they can't participate quite as frequently.
Sure.
Because it's the regularity and the consistency of coming weekly where they get, you know, their most benefit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Vietnam veterans. You know, we're seeing a lot of those. We work closely with the VA.
That's what I was going to ask.
We do have a VA grant. And most recently, Congressman Barr there's a Veteran Suicide Initiative in the IMPROVE Act. He just got equine therapy added into that as service. So they really are recognizing that it is evidence-based and that, you know, it does work. So that's extremely beneficial because horses are not cheap, and we will never charge our participants. It'll always be no cost. It's our turn to give back to them. You know, I think that they've served enough, and it's our turn to do something for them and just help them. I mean, we're dealing a lot of PTSD, traumatic brain injury, multiple other physical injuries, you know, all kinds of exposures. And that's why we're exclusive to this population, because everything we do is keeping in mind this population. You know, they have autoimmune issues. They have musculoskeletal issues. You know, we keep the dust down. We use natural fly sprays and ingredients. We don't have children running around. We're not a barn. We just happen to have a barn on the facility. I mean, they're coming in. There's not a lot of chaos. We're busy. We're doing about 70 sessions a week, and we keep getting, you know, more new referrals and new enrollments on a weekly basis. But we also provide homemade food. We give them an opportunity to sit around and interact with, you know, other veterans who only understand, because we'll never, ever understand. You know, and so their ability to start to have that social interaction, because social detachment is a really big thing. Before and after every session, they complete a self-assessment form. So we're rating their nightmares, their insomnia, their flashbacks. We're looking at anxiety, trust, hypervigilance, irritability, fatigue, pain, sadness. We're looking at all of those things, and they rate it again after their session. 100% of everyone will have up to a 40% decrease in their symptoms after one session.
Wow.
After eight sessions, it's up to 90%. And most of those points, if you think about it, are also symptoms for suicide. And so there's a lot of suicide prevention in addition to suicide saving that happens.
Janet, are they all, and when I say able-bodied, like, can you take somebody who may have lost a limb and still make it work for them?
Yes. So in equine and EFP, they are not riding. So, however, we do have a track chair, so they're able to move around in the chair and still do the obstacles in the sessions. And we have adaptive saddles for anyone that would need it if they're missing a limb. You know, or if they're just, you know, weather sometimes is challenging for them. You know, they don't always tolerate extreme heat or cold. Neither do any of us, actually. Right. But, and that's one challenge that we have. We don't have a covered facility, but we do have a major donor now, and we're working on trying to get that built in the next few months. So that'll help a lot.
I have to take one more commercial break, but I have a couple more questions for you on the other side.
I have answers.
We're talking to Janet Brennan, and the nonprofit is Shamrock Reigns, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Hello, my name is Sarah Walker, associate producer of this show. I'd like to read a message from one of our sponsors, Dr. Rick Wilson. It follows, quote, "Our dental practice is Richard Wilson, DMD, PC, Dental Arts and Sciences. We built upon more than 75 years of a dental practice that is unique, remarkable, and caring. Iconic Philadelphia dental educator Dr. Morton Amsterdam asserted, quote, "There may be many ways to treat a case, but there is only one correct diagnosis. We live this credo each and every day. We will always start with the correct diagnosis and fully explain it to our patients. We can be reached at 215-765-5281 and online at smilephiladelphian.com. That is smilephiladelphian.com.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We're talking to Janet Brennan of Shamrock Rains, which is a nonprofit. Janet, before we went to commercial, you were talking about how you have a big donor. But how else do you do fundraisers? How do you get money?
Yes, we rely on public donations. They can donate directly through our website, which is www.shamrockrains.org. Mm-hmm. We also have a Facebook page. We do fundraisers, grants. You know, we look for major donors that would donate, you know, a decent amount of money, you know, $10,000 or more every year. It's expensive.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just if I said to you, what is the cost of just one horse?
Yeah, that's you're looking at probably around $7,000-$8,000 a year, looking at hay and grain and veterinary care and, you know, all of those, you know, training and all of those scenarios. The majority, we rely on volunteers.
I was just going to say, I saw volunteers on the website. What do people volunteer to do?
Well, there's a whole litany of things they could do. So they can do barn and property work. But we really need volunteers for sessions, you know, to be part, to help in the sessions. They're called program session volunteers. We provide three levels of training. Mm-hmm. All of our volunteers have to have full background checks and clearances. They need to go through military culture training, which we provide, and we also do a lot of online training through the VA and through Psych Armor and a couple of other organizations. They need to have, you know, all their clearance work. They need to sign all our release forms, and they have to be committed to coming the same time, the same day, every week. Most of our volunteers, and we need a certain type of volunteer. We really can't have, I usually don't have anyone under the age of 25 participate in the sessions. I mean, when you think about what we're dealing with,
yeah,
they
a
start
lot.
Talking,
yep.
It's a lot. And it's a lot to put on someone, even for our staff. Our staff processes what they hear and what they deal with our therapist also. So we take all of those precautions to make sure that it's a good environment in. But, you know, volunteers are volunteers. Life gets in the way sometimes. So.
Right.
You know, we have no choice. We have to have staff. We have to have certified instructors and therapists. We can't operate without them. It's a challenge every day, but it's well worth it. You know, we want to go to bed at night feeling like we did something good, you know.
Do you find that with your volunteers that they have a veterinary background or animal love, or is it more about the veterans?
It's a combination, but oftentimes it is more about wanting to give back and wanting to serve specifically the veterans.
Okay.
Now, some of them do have horse experience. It is a little bit required because they have to be able to step in and handle the horse if they need it.
Right.
But we will train if it's the right person. We have veterans who volunteer. A lot of those do the barn and property work.
Mm-hmm.
We have 14 horses. We're on 23 acres. They're out in their pastures all the time. They are only in the stalls if they need to be. I mean, if you think about what they do, they're mirroring the emotions of all of these men and women. It's a lot, you know, that 50% of them have ulcers. You know, so we have to make sure that they have vacations and they have time off also. We take care of them. We have about 45% of our population is female, which is really good that we're able to serve the female population.
Mm-hmm. All right. We only have a minute left, but is there anything on this website that I should direct people to in particular that you want them to know?
To read about the programs and the testimonials.
You would get a real feel for the difference that the program is making in people's lives. That's a good one.
So. Absolutely.
And that is shamrockreins.org. And it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I hope your work just continues to grow and help people because it seems quite worthy.
Thank you.
I remind everyone that you've been listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB. Today's show has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.